This is 90.3 KEDM. I'm Bob Lennox. The University of Louisiana System Search Committee for the next president of the University of Louisiana at Monroe held a public forum Thursday in the ULM Library's conference room. Following the introduction of committee members and a welcome to the group by Monroe Mayor Jamie Mayo, committee chairman Winfred Sybil addressed the audience of about 150 people. He stated the purpose of the hearing was for the committee to gain insight about the qualities sought in the next president. Those who offered comment provided a varied checklist for the committee.
A vision that is not just a local vision.
We would like someone who has been a faculty member.
Hope to have a president with a keen, passionate understanding and an honest and undying support of the musical arts.
Someone who understands our local traditions.
But we are looking for a great communicator.
The search committee has been charged with overseeing the selection process and replacing outgoing ULM President James Cofer, whose tenure with the university ends July 30th. 21 individuals representing state and local government, ULM faculty, staff, and students, community leaders, and concerned residents voiced their ideas about the characteristics most important in potential candidates. Incoming ULM alumni president Tom Deal says the next president should not only be financially savvy, but also be able to promote the university to state leaders.
A politically savvy leader who understands the political process and how to effectively represent our needs and the needs of ULM in Baton Rouge.
Items such as management experience, support of university programs, developing a working relationship with faculty, and community involvement were echoed by several attendees. Frank Hoffman, a state representative from West Monroe, says he hopes that the search will find a candidate who has ties to ULM and a cooperative spirit in working with other universities within the UL system. He requested the committee look to members on the board with in-depth knowledge of ULM during the process.
There are only three of the 12 members actually with definite ULM roots. Two of those don't have a vote on your committee. I'm going to encourage you to listen to those other two as well. They are well-respected people, and I know you will do that, but I'm just going to encourage that as this process goes along.
The lone member with affiliation to ULM who will cast a vote is UL System Student Board Member Brooke Sebrin, who serves as ULM Student Government Association President. Non-voting members include Community Representative Tex Kilpatrick, who is a former UL System Board Member, and Dr. Anna Hill, who is the ULM Faculty Representative on the committee. She was encouraged by some of the feedback heard during the forum.
What really stood out for me was the quality of someone who inspires loyalty from both faculty and staff.
UL System Vice President Brad O'Hara, filling in for Board President Randy Moffitt, who was unable to attend due to illness, says the public hearings bring out the fact that the role of the president is broad and the process involves multiple considerations by the committee.
The president's job is really very multifaceted and complex. And there's no one single attribute, really, that defines the making of a president.
Committee member Andre Coudrain addressed the audience about the transparency of the selection process and how information would be distributed, saying, "You will know when we know." O'Hara says a tentative timeline would include the application deadline for the position by September 24th. Interviews with semifinalist candidates on campus would occur in mid-October. Then, at least two finalists would be interviewed by the UL System Board and the selection of a new president during the board scheduled meeting at the end of October. I'm Bob Lennox, KEDM News.